Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, Texas enacted a law to establish a state-run gold depository. In a statement, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said, quote, "The Texas Bullion Depository will become the first state-level facility of its kind in the nation, increasing the security and stability of our gold reserves and keeping taxpayer funds from leaving Texas to pay for fees to store gold in facilities outside our state," unquote. The University of Texas owns almost $800 million worth of 100-ounce gold bars in its endowment fund. They could be moved from New York when the depository opens. This depository will be open to any government agencies in Texas and to businesses and individuals. There is a potential drawback to this depository owned by the Texas state government. Governments, unlike private companies, can change laws which could restrict the ability to redeem privately held gold stored there. Despite these concerns, there are two intriguing features for this operation. First, the law creating the depository explicitly declares that no governmental or quasi-governmental authority other than the authority of Texas can confiscate or freeze any party's gold stored inside this entity. This language is specifically directed at any attempt by the Federal Reserve to gain control of physical gold stored there. The state of Texas is effectively making a statement that the U.S. dollar's future is, at best, shaky. Here's another interesting provision. The depository will allow owners of gold stored there to transfer ownership to other parties. This would effectively create a second form of circulating money in the U.S., competing with the dollar. The impact of the Texas gold depository will grow if other states follow suit. This legislation explicitly acknowledges that the U.S. dollar is not a rock-solid store of value and that the Federal Reserve Bank is not to be trusted. Such actions that shake the public confidence in the dollar, the Federal Reserve, or the U.S. government will drive more people to the safe haven of owning physical gold and silver. Any increase in demand with currently declining supplies is bound to result in significant price hikes. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.